Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, I'm going to continue my visit this morning with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. We talked about a whole host of different topics affecting the ag industry this week. We'll start things off again this morning with a conversation about the CFAP program. The CFAP program, which opened up for a sign-up on Tuesday, and we believe there's going to be enough money for everybody, but the word's also out there, don't wait around to sign up on August 28th because, you know, the first 80% is supposed to be coming out right away, and then they'll figure out the rest of it from there. Do you think there may be a shortfall? Should people be racing to fill out that CFAP form?
You know, from the numbers that I've looked at, the things I've figured out, you know, the numbers we figured out for some producers, I don't know if there will be that. I'm not expecting that we're going to see that big of a run per producer. I don't think we'll hit those limits unless you get into some of the fruits and vegetable growers or into maybe some of the livestock producers, the dairy and the hogs. For, you know, and it's going to be a good program for the livestock industry, you know, even for beef cattle. But I don't see the numbers I've looked at as us making big pushes for, you know, not a lot of guys will get a lot of big payments. I think it's going to be a good cash flow supplement. It's not going to be like the MFP program or some of the previous ones, but I do think it is certainly going to be helpful to the producer. I don't look for it to be as big, though, as what the MFP was.
I'm curious your thoughts on the Phase 1 trade agreement. It depends on the day. We get different news stories. There's some that say that China will never be able to live up to their Phase 1 agreement, and it'll go bust in the U.S. or China. One of the two will pull out, but we keep going day after day after day, and buys keep coming from China, maybe not as big as they once were, and a lot of this is obviously related to COVID-19 because they were hit hard as well and their demand is down. But how much of an impact is the Phase 1 trade agreement and its uncertainty having on the market right now? And if it does go, maybe just a two-tier question, if it ends up where the U.S. backs out, would it cause a catastrophe in the market?
China has been very good. I mean, you know, you're right. They bid back off. They weren't buying a lot because of the coronavirus early in the year. They are starting to come into play, and they're starting to buy from the U.S. right now. Part of that is because of Brazil selling out a product or getting low on supply, so they're coming to fill that need out of the U.S. right now. Also, we're starting to see some pretty big outbreaks as far as the coronavirus in Brazil as well. So you're starting to see a little bit more of a standoffish tone towards Brazil. China keeps coming, that's going to certainly help us. There's no question about that. China is on pace to import more soybeans this year than they ever have. So their demand has grown quite nicely. Soybean meal demand continues to grow even though their hog herd got cut by quite a bit, they are looking at more aquaculture, more poultry. So their soybean meal demand is quite high. They're looking at importing about 92 million metric ton, which is up from last year's 86. So we are looking at more demand there. The trouble is that it's not likely going to come to the U.S. till the second half of the year, which we've been seeing now with them coming in and buying. But with continuing to hammer on them about other instances like Hong Kong right now, we're looking at putting some sanctions on them. That certainly could pull China back from buying from the U.S. and go to other suppliers to get their needs met, which would certainly hamper then the Phase 1 trade deal. I think if we could maybe slow down the rhetoric a little bit, they will continue to buy from us because they know they need to get from multiple sources to get their needs met. But if we keep, pestering them, they're going to take their business elsewhere, and then that will, I think it will end the Phase 1 trade deal.
Yeah. Again, that's Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.